2014 Mutual Theme. Come unto Christ and be perfected in Him, and deny yourselves of all ungodliness. Moroni chapter 10, verse 32. Come unto Christ by the Young Men General Presidency. Young men of the Aaronic Priesthood, this year our mutual theme inspires you to think about your relationship with Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer, and how you can become like Him. Our theme is Come Unto Christ and Be Perfected in Him, and Deny Yourselves of All Ungodliness. Moroni chapter 10, verse 32. This is a sacred invitation to draw near to the Son of God. Because of His atonement, we can gain the power to serve, to deny ourselves of ungodly things in our lives, and to feel His infinite love. As we do so, we will find true peace and happiness. As you act on the invitation to come unto Christ, you will come to understand your sacred duty to invite all to come unto Christ as well. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 59. Your hearts will be filled with a desire to lead others unto Him, so they can receive the same blessings you have received and continue to receive. One young man, Michael, fulfilled this duty by helping his friend Jose. One day Jose asked him, "Michael, why are you always so happy?" Michael said, "It's because I serve." "Why do you serve?" "Because I hold the priesthood, and it's my duty," came the reply. Jose said, "I would like to know more about the priesthood." Michael invited Jose to church activities and later to church meetings. Eventually, Jose and his family were taught by the missionaries and were baptized. Jose said, "Missionary work is the base of our church. If we will be just and righteous in our daily dealings, then those around us will take notice and inquire of us like I did." Michael is a vessel in God's great plan. As you draw near to the Lord, you will have a desire to serve others just as Michael did. And as you do, you will find this promise from President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the First Presidency, to be true. When you give your heart to inviting people to come unto Christ, your heart will be changed. You will be doing His work for Him. You will find that He keeps His promise to be one with you in your service. You will come to know Him, and in time, you will come to be like Him and be perfected in Him. Moroni chapter 10, verse 32. This is the heart of this year's theme.
You are invited by the Young Women General Presidency. Who doesn't love to receive an invitation? When we receive an invitation to attend a birthday party or wedding reception, we feel happy to be able to celebrate with others the significant events in their lives. The mutual theme for 2014 also contains a joyful invitation of eternal significance. Come unto Christ and be perfected in Him, and deny yourselves of all ungodliness. Moroni chapter 10, verse 32. Many invitations require a response, an RSVP, to show whether or not we accept them. Have you responded to this invitation in your life? Coming unto Christ means that we are keeping the sacred covenant we made at baptism. It means that we have accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Redeemer. It means that we recognize and believe what Alma taught his son Shiblon. There is no other way or means whereby man can be saved, only in and through Christ. Alma chapter 38, verse 9. Accepting this invitation means we have committed to follow Christ's perfect example by living virtuous and consecrated lives and by loving and serving others. This invitation is not a one-time-only event. It is a process. We are invited to follow a pathway that will lead us to the temple, where we make additional covenants with our Father in heaven and participate in ordinances essential to our exaltation. This pathway may include serving a mission. It will include temple marriage and becoming righteous men and women in the kingdom of God. It also means enduring to the end. As the invitation states, when we come unto Christ, we can be perfected in Him. Christ makes it possible to stay on this covenant pathway through faith in Him and through repentance. This process of becoming perfected can begin today. The atonement of Christ makes it possible. This invitation asks us to deny ourselves of all ungodliness, to be different from the fashions, standards, and practices of the world. We are invited to lay aside the things of this world and seek for the things of a better. Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verse 10. We testify that accepting the invitation to come unto Christ and be perfected will lead to happiness in this life and to eternal life in the world to come. You are invited to respond today.
Note: Ideas for mutual activities. Want to plan a mutual activity based on this year's theme? Find ideas at lds.org/go/mutualne1. Just look in the Increasing Faith in Christ category. You can even share details of mutual or youth conference activities that you plan throughout the year at lds.org/youth/activities. End of mutual theme.